As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time for Hog Sports Live from HogSports.com, a division of 24/7 Sports, presented by Crane Automotive. The Crane Team's got them. Visit them online at craneteam.com. And now with the latest breaking updates on Hog Sports, here's Trey Biddy.
What's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with HogSports.com, HAWGSports.com. Woke up to a storm this morning. And that, of course, follows the storm of Razorback commitments for football, obviously baseball with the transfer portal, and some interesting news going on with basketball also. We're going to talk with Danny West. We're going to talk with Kevin Bohan and get the latest of what's going on. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit of basketball as well. All that and more on today's episode of Hog Sports Live. All right, so it's been an interesting, man. I woke up, I mean, it was like a flood coming down. We live kind of on a slope, and it was like just, we've got those bags that fill up, but it was like water just rushing all into our patio and stuff in the middle of the night. So pretty wild storm overnight, but a lot of good things happening for the Razorbacks. I'd like to tell you about our friends over at the Crane Team. The Crane Automotive team knows stretching your dollar is important. With prices at the pump, interest rates, and everything else, we focus on making your life more affordable by offering vehicles with the highest rated fuel economy and safety features, plus a large selection of crossover and hybrid vehicles. We make it easy to get on the road with a vehicle that won't break the bank. We have a vehicle for every lifestyle and every budget. Come get one at one of our 17 statewide locations or visit craneteam.com today. Hog Sports Live is driven by the Crane Automotive team.
You've done it. Now you're the Crane Cash Champ. You just won big with the Crane Team. Go ahead, soak it up. How could you not feel like a winner? You dominated with our low price guarantee, and you got way more for your trade. Plus, with statewide delivery on thousands of vehicles from 16 locations, and the fact that we'll beat any other dealer's price, we make our Kansans feel like champions every day. That's winning. That's the Crane Team. Visit craneteam.com.
Okay. So right now, Hog Sports, by the way, is 60% off. That's $84 off the regular rate. Breaks down to just $1 a week, $4.67 a month, and billed at just $56 annually. So go to HogSports, HAWGSports.com, and sign up today. Brennan Sorsby, that's the latest news this morning. Brennan Sorsby, through an injunction, is going to be eligible to play this year. I mean, there are a couple of things that could happen where – you know, there's an appeal or a stay of the injunction or all this kind of stuff. But for all intents and purposes, it looks like Brennan Sorsby, the Texas Tech quarterback who admitted to gambling on his own team, whether you're gambling for your team or against your team, it doesn't really matter. Like, this is a huge no-no in sports as far as athletes go. Like, you and I, we can bet all we want. But athletes betting on sports, you start – that kind of intertwines with the integrity of the game. And, you know, that everything is on the up and up. So basically you can do whatever you want now. I mean, you can basically just sue the NCAA and get an injunction and play, you know. So the NCAA's response was, the NCAA strongly disagrees with the court's ruling on the Sorsby's case, in Sorsby's case, and is deeply concerned about damaging, far-reaching, and broadly destabilizing ramifications of this outcome, which undermines and corrupts the integrity of sports. The NCAA is committed to supporting student-athlete mental health, but must continue to aggressively defend against actions that defraud college athletics and threaten competitive integrity, such as betting on one's own sport. Pete Rose was banned from baseball, never made it in the Hall of Fame over a very similar situation, like completely ostracized from it his entire life from that moment on. And he was the all-time hits leader in baseball. And this kid is going to be able to play college football because it, what did the judge say? He would suffer a probable, imminent, and irreparable injury. What? Big thing. The judge said, suffer a probable, imminent, and irreparable injury if he weren't allowed to play. That's from Pete Thamel at ESPN. But like... You did it to yourself, though. Like, that's what I just, I totally disagree. Like, I think most people do, unless maybe you're a Texas Tech fan. And probably some of Texas Tech fans don't agree with that. But this is just where we have to understand the NCAA has no power. Like, and it's unfortunate that you have to talk, you know, about Congress getting involved to do something about this, to give them some power, because they have none right now. And it's not just like a private deal like the NFL where they can create their rules and create salary caps and stuff like that. College can't do that, you know? And as long as like we're paying players through NIL, you can't call it NIL and also say you can only make this amount of money. Like, that's not what America is. But you can have an organization where, like, hey, this is what we pay, you know, our CEO, this is what we pay management, you know, and have caps on that kind of stuff because it's an organization. And that's where the NCAA really lacks power. All right, what's going on in sports? We're going to have Danny West hop on here in just a few minutes and then Kevin Bohannon right after that. But we've got NBA Finals. New York leads the series 2-0, both games in San Antonio, so stole two on the road, 105-95 game one, and then the other day, 105-104. Wemby turned it over late and then missed that shot at the end. Then they had another shot at it and almost went in. It was a tough one. But game three is tonight, 7:30 Central Time, ABC, CBS, Madison Square Garden. First game at Madison Square Garden in the final, Madison Square Garden in the final since 1999. Knicks have won 13 straight playoff games, by the way. Stanley Cup Final, Vegas Golden Knights lead Carolina Hurricanes 2-1. Game four is tomorrow. That's June 9th at 7 p.m. in Vegas, Central Time. FIFA World Cup coming soon. Not much else. Not much else to talk about with that regard. I've got my first look at EA Sports College Football 27. I was able to play the beta. I've done Dynasty up to the transfer portal where I'm in right now. I played a little bit. I didn't do the gameplay just a whole lot. It was like, how does the Dynasty stuff work? Because that's what I love, the roster building side of things. But was able to mess around with that. They've got NIL incorporated in it now. So it's kind of like, instead of just like recruiting players and putting points on them, like you add dollar amounts and you can go up to a certain amount and basically bid on players in addition to recruit them with the regular recruiting hours on top of it, NIL. You have to manage your roster with NIL now. There's a lot more. There's facility stuff that you have to do. Keep up your facilities, invest in facilities, you know, things that impact the wear and tear, like, you know, I want to have organic fruits and vegetables, you know, or more expensive stuff like, you know, what level of recruiting coordinator you hire. And then that maybe decreases the amount of NIL that athletes demand or increases your recruiting hours and stuff like that. So a little bit different. A lot of the gameplay, a lot of the stuff is still the same, like in terms of the categories that you're, you know, putting pitches out to recruits and stuff like that. A lot of that stuff is exactly the same. In fact, I mean, the graphics are a little bit different. The player look better, the way the players look, but yeah, it is a little more in depth in the off season now in terms of managing. You also manage like practice reps and stuff with players too. So anyway, that beta is out. I think today's the last day that you can do the beta. You have to have the MVP Plus plan with Madden and college football together. So yeah. All right. We're going to get to Danny West here. But first, you guys know how much I value longstanding relationships. Well, I've known Bo Biddle for 25 years. And when I needed car insurance, when I needed homeowners insurance, when I needed business insurance for Hog Sports, I called Biddle Armstrong. Bo, Rob Armstrong, and their team have over 100 years combined experience. They work with you just like auto owners insurance works with them. Expect local support from somebody you know. Questions about your policy, call Biddle Armstrong direct rather than a 1-800 number. Auto owner's insurance intended it that way so you don't have to wait on hold forever. Don't settle for a generic policy. Wherever you are in Northwest Arkansas, give Biddle Armstrong a call at 479-443-0808 or visit ba-ins.com. Auto Owners Insurance owns an AM Best rating, A+ superior. They trust people like Bo to work for you. Biddle Armstrong Insurance. Coverage you need, people you trust. Okay, let's get to Danny West. I've got Danny. Danny, can you hear me?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've got you on two. Looks like, okay, now we're back to normal. Okay, so Danny, you've been in Fayetteville. Yeah, actually, it's camp season right now, but we're not able to attend camps right now, which, yeah, I got the boot. That's the, you know, I got booted, Danny. Man, this has been since like 2005 or something like that, 2004. And somebody had said something about Rivals, this or that, you know, and, you know, Rivals was a problem at Mississippi State camp or something like that. And so somebody at Arkansas heard that and they're like, hey, Rivals can't come. Rivals can't come to the camp. And really what they meant was like, not just Rivals, but like all recruiting riders, you know,
sure.
And, but everybody ended up going to this camp except for me. Like I was the only one not allowed to go and I didn't even do anything.
I know.
But yeah.
Well, now I know that feeling because we haven't done anything. We still got kicked out. But hey, that's their choice to make. Here's what I don't understand, Biddy. There's so many high school coaches that go to that thing and so many parents that are fans of other teams and are friends with other staffs. But we're the problem. Come on now. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Hey, you know, I understand like everybody's got their ideas of stuff, but, like you guys aren't out to get them, you know, it's not like you're going to, put out stuff out there that, is going to damage the program in any way, but, recruiting is going strong, Danny. A lot of recent commitments, train rolling, as they say.
Yeah. Well, they're picking up commitments. We'll see how strong it is, but yeah, four in the last 24 hours now, you know, they all kind of, blur together after a while. Picked up another one this morning, James Stewart, who you were well aware of last week, kid out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's a defensive lineman, goes about 6'2", 290. We've got him as an 87 3-star. So quality pickup there. And one that, you know, we kind of knew about after last weekend's visit, felt pretty strong about that one. So got another edge.
Danny, outside. I was talking to Bud Elliott the other day about Stewart, and he was telling me how much he really liked him. He's like, he lacks a little bit in length, but he feels like he is a tremendous upside player.
Yeah. You know, I feel the same way about this one here, Keith Richmond, that they got yesterday. He's an outside backer, edge rusher, 6'2", 225, really looks good. In person, but kid out of Pinson, Alabama, Clay Chalkville, you know, that place down there is just loaded and you can find so much value. It seems like, now of course we're working under the assumption that he sticks around for a couple, 3 years, but I think if he does, that's one of those that kind of a throwback a little bit. If you give him a little bit of time, it's going to be worth it for Keith Richmond.
We like him Jack a lot. For him, Jack position.
Yeah, probably. I think he can stand up. He could do a lot of different things, man. But for right now, they're calling him an outside backer. So we'll see. Hey, Will Caston did confirm yesterday that the plan for him is still Will Linebacker. So appropriate name there for Will Caston. But
yeah,
Trey, that kid really looks good, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, every time I see him, he looks better. I think he's one of those that he's going to blow you away a little bit. Says he's 6'2", 205 right now. I would probably, if he had said 215, I probably would have believed it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's been on board for a while. His dad was obviously around yesterday. They got offensive tackle Tegan, I hope I say this right, Parizek, P-A-R-I-Z-E-K, yeah, Parizek. All right. Hendersonville, Tennessee. Got a few out of Tennessee yesterday. So we've mentioned James Stewart, and now we've mentioned Tegan Parizek, the offensive tackle out of Hendersonville. And, of course, it started yesterday with tight end Parker Keenan. Really good-looking kid, too, 6'6"-ish, about 225, I think. But you know the story there, buddy. They lost George Van Zant to Oregon. Mm-hmm. Well, we assume, and it's easy to assume that. I haven't checked up to follow up on that.
Oregon kid gets an Oregon offer, decommits from Arkansas. Yeah, let's put the pieces together there.
yeah. Probably going to be a Duck, but had to replace him. Morgan Turner went out and found this one really quickly, made it happen really quick. Offered, got the visit locked up, got him on campus this weekend, and sure enough, he shut it down yesterday. So that's four. I don't think they're done yet. Mm-hmm. I think they, you know, if you ask me, I think they could throw in a four-star. I'm liking their chances at the wide receiver currently. Jabari Watkins, we're keeping an eye on that one. Don't know that he's going to do anything soon, but wouldn't shock me at all, man. I think they're in a really good spot, and that would help them in terms of, you know, excitement. I think excitement levels down quite a bit, so could probably use a four-star here and there.
So right now, Danny, they're at 14 commitments. Is that correct?
That's right. That's what I've got. Yep.
Yeah. And Odefe Aruru is the highest rated commitment in the class right now, an offensive lineman from Jenks, Oklahoma. And next up, Jeremiah Dent. And then Keith Richmond, who we just talked about, is now the third highest rated commitment in the class. So, I mean, it's not like just a bunch of four-star. I mean, you mentioned the wide receiver that they could possibly get. But I just think – with recruiting nowadays, like, you need to be out there getting guys that, you know, are in the four-star plus category at running back, cornerback, you know, those positions that can help you very early and really bring in like guys that may be a little bit more developmental at the other positions, guys that you don't have to pay $250,000 to sit the bench for 2 years, you know?
Yeah. And it seems like that's the trend they're following too. I think, if I could give them some, you know, a little bit of love, I think you got to be you can't move forward until you realize where you're at. You don't know where you're going until you accept where you're at sometimes. Right. So I think they've accepted the fact that, hey, if funds are low and we've got X amount of dollars, let's prioritize a transfer as anybody would. But then let's also still try to find the value of these 87s, 88s. Now, what you talked about there, and we hit on it earlier. Sorry for the rain, buddy. It's coming down.
I can't
on me
even
today.
Hear it. You're
oh, good. Yeah. All right. So when you look at that, the key is keeping them, right? You got to keep them for a couple years because not all these guys are going to, you know it as well as I do. They're not just going to show up and be ready to play, most of them. So if you keep them a year or two, maybe they can help you. And that's been probably the biggest challenge for Arkansas's staff, you know, prior to this one, is just holding on to guys. You still got to be able to afford them after they get here.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Danny. So we got camps coming up. We had one yesterday coming up next weekend. And the next weekend, we're still getting visitors in. Is there another wave of visitors coming?
Yeah. So two down, two to go. I need to update this June 12th list that's coming up. I see Braden Harris still listed. He's committed now to K-State. Mason Ball still listed. A kid out of Jacksonville who recently committed to Kentucky. So going SEC there. Gerald Bridges is a linebacker that I really liked. You know, more of a hybrid, probably a nickel type, but 6'1", 190 out of Midlothian, Texas. I was really high on him, and then – He committed to Houston, I want to say last weekend. Ryan Fox, a corner that I liked, he's off the page now, committed to Cincy. So, yeah, I need to update this list, it looks like. But, you know, if they can get the Jameer Cantrell kid on campus this weekend, kid out of Buford, Georgia. Silas Knuckles has been up already unofficially, another Georgia kid out of Buford. Got a defensive lineman, Jaden. Don't want to disrespect his last name. So it's Jaden out of Rockvale, Tennessee, but they recently offered him too. And it kind of continues the trend. He's an 88 three-star. You got Jordan Christie still on the list, a wide receiver. We'll see if that happens, but another Decatur, Georgia product there, 5'11", 190. So I'm sure we're going to be adding and editing. I think Zy Huzzy, your corner commit out of Georgia, didn't make it this past weekend. They probably moved him up or moved him back to this coming weekend, if I had to guess. So I don't know exactly how many yet. Be checking the site throughout the week, but probably another dozen or so, if I had to guess.
Okay. All right, Danny, we'll let you get back to it, and I appreciate you hopping on for the early show this morning.
Yeah, man, no problem. We'll see.
Okay. All right, everybody, that's Danny West joining us on the Ozarks Go hotline, by the way. You can reach out to them at 479-684-4900 or go to ozarksgo.net/hog. That's H-A-W-G. If you want fast, consistent, reliable internet service at a great price, available in Northwest Arkansas, parts of Oklahoma, and ever expanding. Also, a local company. You'll talk to local people when you give them a call. Basketball, we're going to get to Kevin Bohannon real quick, but quickly on basketball, Davion Thompson right now is being crystal balled to end up at Arkansas. Davion Thompson is a composite five-star recruit. He's the number 5 point guard prospect in the country, number 1 player out of Missouri, Link Academy in Branson. We're familiar with Link Academy, obviously. Number 22 overall prospect in the country on the 24/7 Sports composite ranking, 6'2", 170. A lot of options out there. But here's the kicker. He's a class of 2027, but it looks like he is going to reclassify to 2026. So now, man, you got a lot of guards on this team. Where is my roster tracker here? I know Connor. Connor hadn't been with us. Connor has he's having some teeth issues. I think he got a tooth pulled. His wife is a dentist, luckily. But I think he's on soft food and drinking out of straws or something for the next 5 to 7 days. So right now you've got Jordan Smith, 6'2", 200. Abdou Touré, 6'5", 200. J.J. Andrews, 6'7", 220. Mika Murinen, 7'2", 223. Cooper Bowser, 6'11", 215. Jeremiah Wilkinson, 6'1", 185, junior, Georgia transfer. Bowser, obviously the Furman transfer. Paulo Semedo, 7'1", 225, and Isaiah Seely, 6'7", 195. So, and of course, we've got Billy Richmond coming back, obviously. So, if you add this guy in, you're looking at the guards. I mean, you're not exceedingly tall. You know, you've got Jordan Smith at 6'2". You know, this guy's 6'2". Jeremiah Wilkinson, 6'1". I mean, you still have Billy, and you got Touré. So, guard heavy. I mean, I guess we're still going to figure out if they're going to add a big man, but, I mean, who at this point? Like, who is out there? Let's go to Kevin Bohannon. I don't know if he's going to have any answers for us on who the big man is, but he's probably going to have some answers for us on the other topics. But hey, before we get to Kevin, I'd like to tell you about Blakeman's Fine Jewelry, proud to be the official jeweler of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Ben Blakeman and his team had an exciting year in their new flagship space at 3202 Pinnacle Hills Parkway in Rogers, and are continuing their signature hospitality and service in 2026. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, this is exactly what Blakeman's did. Visit them, and they'll clean your jewelry. They'll offer you a coffee beverage from Cafe B or a glass of their own Blakeman's Prosecco. She's like, this is exactly what happened when I went to Blakeman's. By the way, the Prosecco is offered at various stores in Northwest Arkansas. And if you can't make it, did you know you could also shop them online at blakemansfinejewelry.com? Built on tradition since 1987, Blakeman's has been Northwest Arkansas's trusted destination for exceptional jewelry and personalized service. Again, visit them at 3202 Pinnacle Hills Parkway in Rogers. All right, going to Kevin Bohannon. K-Bo, what's going on, brother?
It's portal weekend. It's end of the first portal week. We've had our first week of visitors. Now we're starting to get some commits.
So three pitchers. Three pitchers already committed, Kevin.
Yeah, three pitchers, two of those from the JUCO ranks. The first one to call the Hogs was Micah Henson out of Crowder. Henson is a Kansas State bounce back. So he went to Kansas State, pitched for a year, then went to Crowder so he could get back to a Division I Power 4 school. And he's landed with the Hogs. So 6'4" lefty, struck out 101 over 60 innings last year, which is pretty good. In conference play, he was a lot better. His ERA dropped to 2.82, and Crowder plays in one of the toughest JUCO conferences in America. And he pitched 38 innings in conference play, 15.9 strikeouts per nine innings. The stuff is pretty good. He's got a little awkward delivery. It's going to be kind of like a hybrid between Billy Wagner, who's in the Hall of Fame, and Hagen Smith. It's a short – his arm swing doesn't make a – full circle or even a three-quarter circle. It's back and through like a slingshot. And it's kind of low three-quarters. So it's kind of funky, hides the ball, good three-pitch mix. If he can harness his command, he could be a critical part of that pitching staff. Then Lance Alexander from the National Championship Johnson County Community College Cavaliers. Yes, that's a lot of C's. 67-3 this year. Lance Alexander he started the championship game for the Cavaliers, 6-foot righty, not going to overpower you with velocity. He's going to work 90 to 92, but the off-speed stuff is really good. High spin rate on the slider, and he throws a changeup, which I know a lot of our subscribers really love because Arkansas pitchers don't throw changeups right now. So he will use that. I think he's going to be a really good bullpen piece. And then the first portal pop was Ridge Harvey from Belmont, a lefty freshman. He will be a sophomore, so he will have 4 years at Arkansas now. So Harvey, 6'1 lefty, was really good, was all conference as a freshman in the Missouri Valley Conference. I really like him. 50 strikeouts, only 15 walks in 46 innings. So loading up on pitching because pitching is championships. Just ask Mississippi State. Can't give up 24 runs in a super regional. Expect to win it. So expect some more bigger names. We're still on Zeb Allen watch from UCA. We expected that over the weekend. It hasn't happened yet. And then some other bigger names in the portal, they're getting to as we speak.
Yeah, I was going to ask you who might be next. We're always interested in what's next, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. So Zeb Allen, the outfielder from UCA, 17 home runs, the all-time leader in home runs at UCA with 30. I expected him to announce over the weekend, but we did know that there is some MLB interest and some other teams, especially from the Big 12 that have come in late. And there's no other SEC teams making a run for him. So it's down to Arkansas and probably one other school. I would say they're in West Texas and have a lot of money. So other than that, look out for Jackson Hotchkiss from Washington, the outfielder. There was a really interesting portal commit just recent, not commit, but portal entry. Kent State outfielder Sawyer Solitaria hit 16 bombs, stole 11 bags. He's a big 2027 draft talent. I think Arkansas will go after him as well. So still a lot to go. They're going to add probably about 10 to 11 more out of the portal before this is all over with.
What else are we expecting with the in terms of players leaving? I mean, there's been a few guys that have left, but what else are we expecting? And I guess maybe update us a little bit on where things stand.
Yeah, so only five have been in the gone in the portal so far and haven't missed anybody. You know, these are guys that were expected to go, like Caden Mitchell, who's a freshman, Tyler Holland, who'd been there for 2 years and didn't really get any playing time, and some other guys as well. The only one that we're really looking out for right now is Carson Brumbaugh. That's been the biggest question. And, I've talked to guys that close to the university, and they're 50-50 on it. And, of course, Bubba Carpenter played with his dad, Cliff Brumbaugh, with the Colorado Rockies. So he's going to play summer ball right now, and right now he's still a Razorback. I think he'll come back. Carson wants to be a Razorback, but he also wants to play. Mm-hmm. And for a guy that started the season as a starter and then went to the bench and was really never heard of from again, usually players that undergo that circumstance usually go on to the next school. Maybe Carson's different. Maybe he wants to see if he can do it as a Razorback first and then move on. It actually helps that they're going to add the extra year, Trey, because that allows these guys to take that extra year and see if they can stick it out where they're got, like a Jackson Kircher. You know, Kircher's going to be going into his third year, which is usually your money year. But now you've got an additional year, if assuming that passes at the end of the month in June, the 5-5 deal. So these guys can take a little bit more time, and you know they got to put a 34-man roster together. And DJ Baxendale, the new GM for the Razorbacks, that's part of his job, is to make sure it comes in under budget or at budget, and they don't have any extras on the roster.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Kevin. Anything else to add?
That's it. Just stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff at Hawk Sports. Make sure you keep up with the message board. Have those notifications on. We're on Portal Watch.
Yeah. Guys, if you haven't signed up for text alerts, it's free. I mean, just enter your phone number. You can cancel it at any time. It takes 15 seconds. Also, email. How long does it take to sign up for an email? How long does it take you to type in your email address? And again, you can cancel that at any time too. But we've got like over 10,000 people that subscribe to our email newsletter. I'm not even sure what our text alert number is, but it's a great way to stay up to date with all the latest stuff. We don't spam you or anything. Just send you the breaking news, link back to the article. Good stuff.
That's right.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Trey. See you.
All right, everybody. That's Kevin Bohannon. Again, follow him at KBO. Baseball Guru on X. Read all of his content at Hog Sports, where, again, we're 60% off right now. What does that mean? It means $56 for the entire year. It means $1 a week. $1 a week. What are you getting value out of that you can get information all day, anytime, get on our message board, ask questions, interact, find answers with real human beings for $1 in a week? It's a short list. It's a short list, I assure you. Hey, Bet Saracen is Arkansas's number one sports betting app, by the way. And the local guys, everybody else is partnered with national brands. So Bet Saracen is in Arkansas and ran by Arkansas people. So what's great about it right now is if you use the promo code BIDDY250, capital B, lowercase IDDY, 250, and you sign up at Bet Saracen and you put $25 down on your first bet, you're going to get $250 back in bonus bucks to use at Bet Saracen. Right now, the New York Knicks are -2 against San Antonio in New York. It's the first game in Madison Square Garden since 1999, and I like the Spurs. I like the Spurs in game one in New York. Surprise. I think they bounce back. I think they make it 2-1. So that's the pick today for Bet Saracen. Again, Arkansas's number one sports betting app.
Arkansas's Fab Five for Bet Saracen.
Yo, Sid, what spread you checking out, man?
I'm checking out the Hogs on Bet Saracen.
You know, Rainwater's exclusive specials and tons of Bet Saracen options make it Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
And they take more action on the Hogs than any other sports book in the world.
Guys, I am confident it's because we do their TV ads.
I agree with that.
Amen.
Bet Saracen.
Okay, appreciate everybody joining me on the earlier show. I had some things pop up for this afternoon, so decided just to run the show earlier. Joyous95 on Hog Sports message board asks, hearing anything on a naming rights announcement date? All I was told was, hey, you could probably expect to hear something in June. Now, what's coming up? Naming rights this month, that's coming up. Obviously, we talked about football camps and, you know, transfer portal still going on with baseball. But naming rights at some point. And then here in the next, I would assume this week sometime, we're going to find out the kickoff windows for the rest of the 9 games on Arkansas's football schedule. We know the first 3 games, and then we'll find out the remaining 9 games. That in the last 2 years has been on June 11th. So should be coming up here. Today's June 8th. 12345795 says, how do you feel about us getting 30 million on NIL, getting to 30 million on NIL? Do you think we will get to and stay in the top half of the SEC, meaning being the 8th place team or better long term as money keeps going up? So I've mentioned several times that what I felt like Arkansas was at based on, you know, things I was hearing and stuff, and actually, you know, kind of confirmed, not confirmed, but just like, hey, you're barking up the right tree on this, that Arkansas was at about 25 million in revenue sharing in NIL for football. That's probably up from about 15 or 16 million the previous year under Pittman. So quite a substantial difference. That number is going to continue to go up. Like in basketball recruiting, a lot of people thought that you needed about a $15 million roster to put together a championship roster in basketball. And that number was more like, you know, 18 million, like 3 million. I mean, that's significant. That's a five-star addition to your basketball roster, right? So, it'll keep going up for football. You're not just going to sick at 25 million. I mean, inflation is what, 3% or so alone, and this is moving faster than that. Guys, I remember when in basketball, when Ron Holland, when Arkansas was like competing for the number one basketball player in the country, it was like, does Arkansas have enough money to challenge the G League? They need about $500,000 to match what the G League would probably pay Ron Holland. $500,000. And now you're competing in basketball with the first round in the NBA draft for guys that are second round picks eventually, and not to play 82 games plus playoffs, but to play like 30, 35 games. I mean, it's crazy. It is crazy where things have gone. But yeah, I mean, you can expect, you know, probably getting to where, you know, 30, 35 million probably to stay in the upper half of the SEC next year. It'll just keep going up until something is done, till they reorganize all of this stuff. Again, the NIL side, like, you can't tell somebody, in my opinion, it's not American to tell somebody you can only have this many sponsorship deals. I don't think that's right. But that's not really what NIL is. It is paying someone to come to your school, and we're going to work out ways to market you and ways for you to get product endorsements, but only if you come to our school. That's what NIL really is in college athletics. So until that changes, I don't see how you can put a cap on it. I don't want anybody telling me, hey, you can only make this much money, Trey. You know, sorry, bud. Like, I understand, like, if I'm working at a company and, like, this is what we pay our employees, this is what we pay our managers, this is what we pay people who've been with us for 5 years or 10 years and so on and so forth. I understand that. But also, like, if I want to do a side deal and have a YouTube channel where I talk about iPhones and tech updates, then I don't want somebody telling me how much money I can make on that. I don't think that's right. That's not America. I'm not sure America's America anymore, but whatever. Story for another day. Pigsburg Squealer says, heard that the secondary has been meeting up for an hour every day to work on their Tweety Bird celebrations. Thoughts? This is the stupidest one. This is the stupidest celebration I've ever seen. I hate this. Please don't make that into a meme or a GIF. It just looks stupid. Like, I'm all for, yeah, I get celebrating and whatnot, but like, that one's dumb. Raw Hog says, when you get smoked all the time as a defensive back, like, Raw Hog says, what's more important with quarterback recruiting, experience in an offensive system or game experience? We have said it takes 2 years to understand Bobby Petrino's offense, so I feel like developing a high school quarterback is important. I mean, this offense is different. Like, you have RPO and spread type offenses. It's not uncommon to see a freshman quarterback step right in and have success. Petrino's is definitely more complex with a more of a pro style type of offense. But the answer is game experience to me. Like, you can have all the experience in the world in a system, and then when the lights come on, we've seen it plenty of times. Like, this guy is just not good. But having a quarterback where you can see that he can go into a game and make plays and make good decisions and protect the football and perform in key moments under pressure, that's priceless. That is a priceless evaluation that you just don't get in practice at all. So, no question. And it's not like you can't run Petrino's offense in year one. It's the statistics show that quarterbacks in year two take a dramatic step forward in Petrino's offense. This offense is a lot. I think Taylen Green would have done better in this offense. than and like he still put up a bunch of yards rushing and passing and all that kind of stuff. He just had a lot of turnovers and lapses, just games where it's just like, what are you doing, Talen? Like, you start off strong and then it's just like, why are you throwing to that guy? Like, he's not even the first read in your progression, and your first read is wide open and you're throwing into, you know, coverage here. So Talen did a lot of stuff like that, and he didn't protect the football at times. I just feel like with this, with, you know, one read, get the ball out kind of stuff that they do, I think that would have been even, you know, used his athletic ability more, you know, which was his strength. Yeah, that's what I thought. Joshua 11 says, Trey, if Petrino was hired, do you think he – why are we having all the Petrino questions? You think he would have kept KJ to be the quarterback one? Yeah, I think probably so. I've heard somebody was in my comments saying, you know, that they trusted to be KJ Jackson because that's who Petrino, you know, wanted. But Petrino actually wasn't the primary recruiter on him. That was Dan Enos. Enos, Petrino, you know, continued it, but he wasn't the – he wasn't the one that first started recruiting KJ Jackson. That was Enos. Petrino brought in Iamaliava, who he really liked, who I really liked too. I thought Iamaliava, just the way he moved, just quick, just very quick and aggressive. I liked him a lot as a quarterback. KJ is a little more like composed looking. You know, I always thought with KJ, when I first saw him as a true freshman, his first spring, I was like, this looks like his second spring. You know, he just kind of has that demeanor about him. I always say, like, he seems like a guy that the other players are going to want to be around, you know, like somebody who's likable. Somebody, I always say, like, he's got a look on his face like he's got a joke that he's about to tell you, you know, which I think is a good characteristic to have in a quarterback. See if we got any comments here. We'll wrap it up here shortly. College football just needs to reorganize into its own league with a commissioner and players association. Yeah, probably.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is better than work. Yep, early show today. Judge got paid off, says Fishman. I mean, I think Judge just did probably just interpreted things the way he wanted to without, you know, worry that the NCAA has rules, because those rules are not really enforceable. Needs to be part of the contract they sign, as they can't sue the school or the NCAA. I mean, there's probably something in there that they can't sue the school, but Texas Tech is in full support of this. You know, I mean, they want the guy to play for them. They invested millions of dollars into a quarterback and have more millions on the line, whether they're, you know, continue things going the way that they had last year. So I don't think that they want anything about suing the NCAA. What I think needs to be involved in the contracts, though, like, one of the things I was thinking about too, okay, this goes back to the 24-team playoff idea. If you have 24 teams in the playoffs, You know, basically you're like getting bowl games that matter. You know, think about that. Players play in games that matter. They stop playing, you know, when, you know, NFL career and all that stuff is on the line. But they stop playing bowl games when that's taken out of the equation. So if you have bowl games, I mean, then player that count towards like advancing in the playoffs, more players will play in those games. I mean, it's more big games at the end of the season. And to the argument about it diminishing the regular season, I don't think that that's necessarily going to be true for the teams that regularly lose 3, 4, 5, 6 games a year. Because now, after you've lost that third game, you're not out of the mix. You're still in the middle of the season. You've lost 3 games, but hey, you know, there's still a chance that we can make the college football playoff. And that's going to make all these games important. I don't agree with it diminishing the regular season. I think that's only true for, you know, games early in the year for really big teams. But I think for teams that, you know, in the middle of the year, everybody's still got a say in who makes the college football playoff. I don't think that's a bad thing. I'm just trying to look at it a little bit differently. Razorback Price says he likes the show being at this time. Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad time. It's not bad to get it done early, I guess. The NCAA lawyers need to look at some of these judges. You know, I'm not, can I smoke cigarettes in Back Nine Golf? Yeah. If you haven't tried a demo at Back Nine Golf, the simulator, they got 4 simulators. It's in Fayetteville now. You can do a free demo there. They got the full swing simulators, about $60,000 on each of those hitting bays, 4 hitting bays, pool table, bar area, BYOB also. So you don't have to like pay a bartender and all that kind of stuff. You can just bring your own beer, play golf, practice golf, play with your buddies. Pretty good deal, but I don't think that you can smoke inside the simulator. But if you wanted to pop outside and burn one, you could probably do that. Jeremy Dick says, how do you believe KJ is a starter week one? How much do you believe? I firmly believe he's going to be the starter week one. Man Bear Pig, that's great. That's from South Park. Razorback Pride, you don't know. You don't think the lawyers haven't looked in. Razorback Price. Trey, do you see college sports in the future being more set up like the NFL and NBA with salary and a draft and trading players? I really hope not. I want college sports to be college sports. I mean, I want to get back to some type of idea where players primarily go to a school because this is the best fit for them for a number of reasons and not just because of the money. Like, maybe you can make more money at this school than that school, but also everybody's kind of dealing with the same amount of funds. Like, we need to get to that kind of level. That's probably about the only thing with the NFL that I would like to see, like some type of cap on the over. Like, if you want to pay, if your salary, if the cap is, say, $30 million and you want to pay your quarterback $25 million and the rest of your roster $5 million, okay, you can do that. But most teams aren't going to do that, you know. So to me, like, maybe get more like that kind of model. I still, you know, like the NCAA is to blame for where things are right now. If they had just said, hey, we're going to do revenue sharing, we're going to give these athletes, you know, it didn't even have to be 20-something percent. It could have been 15% or 10%, and everybody would be like, oh, this is really good. You know, that's, we're going to give them revenue sharing and that's it. And the NIL stuff never would have really got going. It would have just been like, oh, okay, this is good. I'm getting $100,000. This is, you know, this is great, which I think maybe people would be able to swallow that a little bit more. You know, these athletes are bringing in a lot of money for the schools. They're doing it on the backs of people who built the whole thing. You know, like, it's not like these guys are just coming in and they're stars and they're, you know, deserve all this money just because of who they are. There are people over the years who built college football and college basketball, college sports in general. And, you know, we're getting a scholarship and stuff, but Like, that's who this sport is built on, to where these guys are able to make so much money now. Okay. All right. I think we're... Fishman says the defensive line looks a lot better. I think so. I think that's a fair statement. I think that they have better depth, better D-line. Okay. We'll end it with this one. Razor Ramon. I'll have you saying no mass and no time. NCAA seems like a substitute teacher at a public school in the hood. Well, I mean, what's her name? Dangerous Minds. Michelle Pfeiffer. Is the NCAA Michelle Pfeiffer? I don't think so. They're not Michelle Pfeiffer. Arkansas football, this is from Justin Williams. Arkansas football is going to surprise a lot of people this season. I think we can win some games this season, and I ain't trying to hear anything about that schedule either, just like last year. And look, all right. So, Arkansas football schedule. We know the first game is North Alabama. They should win that one. 3:15. Sun shining right in your face. That, again, that Utah game is the key to the whole season, in my opinion. If they can pull off at Utah, which is a tough place to play, at night like that, if they can somehow go there and pull that game off, then we're talking. Then we're talking. We are. I mean, Tulsa's next. You can start off 3-1, guys, after Georgia. You can start off 3-1 if you can beat Utah. You're 3-1. And then, you got a tough one at Texas A&M, so say you're 3-2 there. Then you have this stretch, okay? So if you can start off the season 3-2, your stretch is Tennessee in Fayetteville, at Vanderbilt, Missouri in Fayetteville, at Vanderbilt, then you get a bye. Missouri in Fayetteville, at Auburn, South Carolina. Each of these teams, none of those teams are just overwhelming. You know, I don't know what Tennessee's got exactly right now. Obviously they're a good program, good talent, but it's in Fayetteville. Vanderbilt doesn't have Diego Pavia. I know that they've changed everything, more, better culture, better NIL, that kind of stuff. Missouri is in Fayetteville at Auburn. Auburn hadn't been good the last several years. And then South Carolina, who was 1-7 last year, by the way. Like, I'm not saying they're going to win all these games, but I mean, you got five games right there. Can you win three of those? Can you get three of those games? Because you got Texas and LSU to round things out. But can you win three of these five? Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Auburn, South Carolina. If you beat Utah. That's, to me, has got to be the goal for this program. It's not 8 wins. It's not 9 wins. It's, let's see if we can get to a bowl game. Let's not get the crap kicked out of us also. Let's build something where we can have a little pride in the team and say, you know what? This team's actually looks like it's moving in a positive direction. This team has maybe a future. Maybe Silverfield is going to get this thing on track. 2020. Look at the 2020. Now, obviously, the 2027 schedule is not going to be finalized in terms of dates, but in terms of who they play. So we know that they play Tulsa, they play Oklahoma State, and Tulsa, Oklahoma State. Is that it? We don't know who else they play in the non-conference. And then your home games are Alabama, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Texas. And then you have the five away games. Florida, LSU, Mississippi State, Missouri, Oklahoma. Oh, good. That's at OU next year. I have not been to Oklahoma yet. That's the only stadium I haven't been to. Okay, so I guess we have to see how that schedule shakes out exactly. But Kentucky's on there. Mississippi State's on there. Missouri's on there. And there's three you'd like to think you have a pretty good chance at. Oklahoma State, Tulsa, Ole Miss. Texas is in Fayetteville, LSU. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate everybody for hopping on the early show today. We actually ended up with quite a number of subscribers or quite a number of viewers watching. Don't forget to sign up at Hog Sports for 60% off HAWGSports.com. We'll be back with you guys on Thursday, of course, and we'll talk more about it. Appreciate everybody for hopping on. Thanks to our sponsors as well. This has been Trey Biddy with HogSports.com. We'll catch you next time. Oh,